Building materials and household artifacts found in this immediate area in 2009 suggest a domestic structure is in front of you in 1781, possibly the first home of the Reverend David Caldwell and his wife, Rachel. If so, it is a double cabin or a log house with a chimney in the middle, an outer door to each apartment, and a communication from one to the other, according to Carruthers, who had been a student there. The second floor houses his 1767 academy, later called the Log College, a theological seminary, and one of the few schools on the frontier anywhere. Caldwell was also pastor of the Alamance and Buffalo Presbyterian churches and a physician. Around the house are several small log cabins the students live in. A large brick oven is steps from the house, and a smokehouse is nearby. The house sits within a fence, probably made of vertical planks close together, with a front gate. Caldwell owns the 275 acres surrounding you, including several farms. 8 or 9 enslaved people took care of the buildings and students during the war. After Caldwell's horse was stolen by 3 men claiming it was for the army, he asked one of those men, the enslaved Tom, to steal it back that night. He did. Scroll down to A War of Words and its audio clip.